cover bands. They make their living playing the hits of more famous musicians. The group Beatallica made a small musical tribute and got into big legal trouble. And then one of their rock and roll heroes came to the rescue. Day to Day's tech correspondent Shani Jardin has the story.
What do you get when you cross the Beatles with Metallica? You get Beatallica. That's I Want to Choke Your Band from the Milwaukee parody group Beatallica. Oh, yeah, tell you something. I think you'll understand. Its songs combine the music of the Beatles with the heavy metal style of Metallica. Other tracks which Beatallica offers free online include Leper Madonna, Gotta Get You Trapped Under Ice, and The Thing That Should Not Let It Be. Beatallica co-founder James says it all began in 2001 when he and his friends performed at a Wisconsin parody art showcase called Spoof Fest.
We decided to do Metallica with some friends of ours. Kirk had actually heard the song For No One by the Beatles on the way to rehearsal one day, and he's just like, man, I can totally hear this Metallica riff with this Beatles chorus. What do you think?
James thought it was a cool concept, and later on, so did their fans. Beatallica played gigs in small local venues and handed out free CDs to audiences. Fans posted digital copies around the internet, and the MP3s received a burst of attention earlier this year from bloggers. That's when the trouble started.
Hey, dude, it's true not sad.
The song Hey Dude and other Beatallica tunes sounded like copyright theft to attorneys at Sony, which owns the rights to the Beatles' compositions. In February, Beatallica's webmaster David Dixon received a letter from Sony's legal affairs chief ordering the band to shut its website and pay, quote, an amount to be discussed in damages. The band's internet service provider pulled the plug on Beatallica.org, and the conflict overwhelmed band member Kirk.
Sometimes I think back to when I first had that initial thought in my head of going, wow, you know, this Beatles song, if Metallica were to cover it, would sound like a pretty killer metal song, you know? And suddenly I'm thinking, well, just in that one thought that I had in my head, does that make me a criminal?
No, answered Beatallica's fans, who flooded the group with emails of support. Then they created a petition that received more than 9,000 signatures, asking Sony to retract its cease and desist order, arguing that the band's parodies were legal under copyright law. When that didn't work, and all hope seemed lost, the dudes from Milwaukee called on their idol, Metallica drummer Lars Ulrich. He'd been a Beatallica fan for years. When the band told Ulrich about Sony's actions, he did his best to defuse the situation.
We're all just kind of sitting here going like, huh?
He brought in longtime Metallica attorney Peter Paterno to make peace with Sony on the band's behalf. From the beginning, Ulrich felt the squabble was an overreaction by Sony officials who knew the business better than the music.
It was like, look, I can score some brownie points with my boss or something by, like, squashing these, you know, poor people like mosquitoes.
Ulrich is no stranger to matters of intellectual property law and the internet. 5 years ago, he stood on the front steps of file-sharing company Napster. He'd brought boxes full of lists bearing 300,000 names of people he said used Napster to illegally trade Metallica songs, and he wanted them to stop. Ulrich says that debate was about who profited from the band's music, but cover bands such as Metallica aren't a rip-off, they're a rock and roll tradition.
You know, that's how I started, was reinterpreting other people's materials. I mean, in some way, I could say that's almost the foundation of what it's all based upon, because nobody wakes up in the middle of the night with the most original idea in the world. You know, most ideas come from, you know, molding things together, and most of what you mold together has a tendency to start with what you cover.
While calls to Sony attorney Andrew Sanders were not returned, Beatallica tells Day to Day that Sony has agreed to drop the case so that Beatallica.org can go online again. Now that the legal nightmare appears to be over, webmaster David Dixon says he and Beatallica learned something from the experience.
And that is that, especially on the internet, goodwill is more valuable than money. So if you can show goodwill towards your fans, if you treat them well, they will treat you well in return and they'll be in your corner. And Lars is a prime example of that.
For NPR News, I'm Shani Jardin.
Yeah.
And if you want more of Beatallica, go to npr.org. More to come on Day to Day from NPR News.